I heard what I described as a red hot rumor. Scorching hot.
Wow.
You put your finger on that thing and there's no saving it. They're going to have to
But that I think you've got your colors wrong. That would be a white hot rumor because white is even hotter than red.
I don't think I've seen something white hot before. I've heard it.
For example, when do you see astronomy, a red giant star is the coolest of all stars. A white hot star, hotter than
a red star.
So when
you hear an announcer say, this guy's red hot, you're thinking yourself,
I'm waiting
until
he gets
buddy.
To white hot. When I made 9 straight threes at Penn State, white hot.
So Aaron Rodgers, allegedly, becoming a member at Neville Wood. And, oh my God, did this incite... The golf community goes wild. Steelers fans.
The people whose entire identity is just they hate your tweets. Like there's a third community here.
Doran comes out and says 99.9% accurate. And then.
That's like the percentage version of it's at the goal line.
And then came on the air and had more to say about that this morning with Crowley.
He is snooping around.
Oh.
Hasn't joined, but he definitely has spoken. And has talked to people at Neville Wood.
His people reached out to Neville Wood.
Yes.
So I had heard the same thing, too.
How about that? Crowley saying he's heard Neville Wood, Rodgers, scuttlebutt. Now, the Neville Wood people came out and shot this down, which I would expect them to do even if Rodgers were interested
because
in going
there.
Because
part of the reason you would join there is because they might protect your privacy if you were Rodgers, so why would they tell the truth?
And they don't want to.
It's just
they don't want to hurt the relationship before it really gets off the ground.
It's a private club, so I would imagine their loyalty would be to a potential, high-profile member who otherwise would be joining the club because he doesn't really want.
Would you agree with me that if he joined there,
they would try to keep it quiet? I think still
that they would lie to people and say not true.
I think they would protect the person in this case, the high-profile potential member here. So yes, I think they would have a vested interest in keeping. His wishes to be presumably off the grid here.
That's the whole point of him wanting to join there. That's probably
else.
A condition of him joining
well, that,
there.
That club,
or any
I mean,
golf course or country club
that,
in this area.
That club, though, to Neville Wood, I've not played it. I heard obviously great things. It is a club that has a disproportionately high number of Pittsburgh athletes. A lot of Penguins
Mario
belong
Lemieux,
there.
Sidney Crosby.
I know Roethlisberger ben, also has one yes. of his memberships there, although I think Ben's more home course is Allegheny. There are numerous players. TK, did we say TK? He's a member there.
So I don't know what to believe.
Let me put it this way. This is not a dig at Neville Wood at all, either.
But it's going to come off that way? Because whenever you preface a comment saying that.
No, I mean that. It's not a dig. I would think it would be in their best interest, and I would understand from their perspective, they would not want, if Aaron Rodgers was actively deep into discussions to join or had already joined, it does them no good. It's a bad strategic decision to put that out there. He wants, presumably, the place he joins to keep it more on the quiet end of things. So he probably doesn't want to go there and be bothered. Everybody that is a member there isn't going to care that much.
Especially Aaron Rodgers, though. We know how protective
he's
and secretive
private.
He is. Well, he claims to be. He isn't always. He
he's
likes to have it both ways.
He's
exactly.
Private on his terms. What do they call that? Like an introverted extrovert or
so,
something?
So, I mean, I had people that came at me. I didn't report anything. I just said, this is a rumor. I've had people telling me all day Friday night and Saturday, Rodgers and Neville Wood. I'm not tied into the golf community like you or other people are. I'm not Adam Schefter. I'm not Marty Griffin. I'm not any of these people. So, okay, I'm going to put it out there and see how people feel about it. It was a rumor. I couched it that way. And some people got mad. Some people got their hopes up, I guess, again. But I don't even know if I'm ready to say that the rumor's completely false.
Well, I have something that's ancillary to this.
Well, hold that. I want you to save that for later in the show because I have a big... We're going to blow that up.
Blow it up?
Oh, it's going to be massive, yes.
Blow it out. Like it's Cabali's kid on the toilet.
I heard Pompeiani... saying, I think it was Bob, who said, or maybe it was somebody else. Now I'm conflating things. About why would Rodgers, or maybe it was Cabali who said this. It was Mark. Mark said, why would he need to join a country club or golf course here? He's not going to have time to golf when he shows up with the Steelers.
Why not?
And my just amateur rebuttal on that is, the man is so much money and loves golf so much, he probably doesn't think anything of getting a membership, and if he plays there only once or twice, who cares?
Also, I think Mark's just underselling how much time he might actually have to play golf.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to find time or create time to play golf the same way Ben did.
Aaron Rodgers is not like a rookie trying to learn the playbook.
He's also not Tom Brady, who obsesses about football 24/7.
And even Brady,
unfortunately,
I think, played golf a decent amount. Remember he made that shot during COVID? His mic fell off and he holed one out.
I told Donnie the other day, we need to get an update on how Donnie's golf round went at the Dick Rowe, but I told Donnie the first time Alex Ovechkin played golf, he got a hole in one. Did you know that?
I did know that.
That is phenomenal.
You think Austin knew that? Yeah,
I didn't know until you guys told
me. His swing looked ridiculous, but then he got one airborne, and just straight up winning.
I feel like a guy like that, too, just such a natural, great athlete.
But I wouldn't think, back to the Austin argument, I would not think less of Austin if he didn't know that.
Because that's a random bit of trivia.
Because that's not his team.
True. Now, would you have thought less of me because I host Going Low if I didn't know that?
No.
Because it's golf-related?
No. Now, if you didn't know about, say, if I asked you who won the last U.S. Open here and you said, I have no idea, then I absolutely would think less of you.
Dustin Johnson.
Exactly.
Angel Cabrera, Ernie Els before him. Yep. I want to say, Larry Nelson in 83?
See, now we're getting somewhere, Mulls. Who's got the course record there for an 18-hole round? Exactly.
But it was soaking rain, and I feel like there should be an asterisk there. Old Johnny got Oakmont when it didn't have its teeth bared.
Okay, so the bottom line is, do you want to just completely say, Richie reported this, there's nothing to it, Aaron Rodgers is not sniffing around or has not joined this golf course, and there's ample evidence that he still is probably pretty far away from becoming Steelers quarterback?
Well, the first part of that and the second part of that could be two different things. I think it's very plausible that he has not yet joined, but he absolutely might. And I have reason to...
Do you think he's done due diligence?
Oh, I think diligence is out there. Due diligence, we'll see. But I think that diligence has been done.
Do you think that Rodgers or someone in the Rodgers camp has contacted Neville Wood?
Probably just like a
so
call.
So do I.
Hey, wanted to check out what the situation is. You know, it's not like he goes there and they just comp a membership. It's like, hey, what's the fee? Just so I know. It doesn't really matter. I'm a millionaire.
I don't think he wants comped.
No, he wants to go
play. I think
play.
He wants to be one of the guys there.
Here's how you usually join a place, too. You go, in his case, he's not married, doesn't have kids, but if you go to most country clubs, if there's a pool.
Oh, yeah, and you get
the... your whole family goes to interview to make sure they like the club, you're a good fit, all that stuff. He would go, be like, all right, hey, let's take you around. This is what Neville has to offer.
Take advantage of the food there.
This is what it's like to be a member here at Neville. And that is just the normal run of play for something like this. So I think it would make basic sense if he had called and started that process there and maybe at other places. Because in his case, unless it's an Oakmont where there is I've told you, a long waiting list, and
they don't make exceptions.
Yeah, they're going to pick. Well, they're also just going to pick and choose. And I just don't think he would have. I know it sounds crazy. He's a Hall of Famer in waiting, but I don't think he would necessarily just have the juice to walk in there and say, I want to be a member. They would just go too bad.
And for the record, I've not heard that rumor.
No, I don't think, because I think Rodgers probably knows enough about golf to know that's not really,
I think he absolutely
worth
does
the time. I'm not going to offend them and potentially make myself look bad. I know I'm not getting in there. I could probably get on as a guest. I think he's probably reached out to a couple clubs to see which one he might want to join. I think that's very reasonable to assume.